Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show in hour number two. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. And as promised, it is time to talk some NBA free agency. And what a week it has been. The July 4th holiday has come and gone. But you know what? The fireworks, they continue. It has been an explosive offseason, and it's been absolutely captivating to watch. We are delighted to have back with us live in studio, oh my gosh, one of my favorites, Joe George. He's going to shed some light on some of the biggest winners and losers so far in free agency. And yes, we are going to talk about your Chicago Bulls.
Thank you, Biggie. I appreciate that.
Okay, but right off the top, I want to get your reaction to KD, his shocking decision to join the Golden State Warriors. Was it shocking to you?
Yeah, it was. I really thought he was going back to OKC because he was one game away from beating the Warriors and going to face the Cavs and probably winning that series. I think they definitely beat the Cavs. Why did the Warriors lose to the Cavs? Because Draymond Green couldn't keep his feet to himself. I mean, it's like, if that doesn't happen, the Warriors win and the Cavs don't. So I think for sure the Thunder would have won that series as well. So I was really shocked. I get it from a basketball sense. I know that they are the best team. They have some of the best players. I understand that he has a really tight-knit relationship with Draymond Green, apparently. And look, he's got an opportunity now to go play in Brazil with Draymond and Klay. And really, like, there's no Steph there, but he can get used to at least two of the three pieces a little bit more this summer right now. That's a huge advantage for them as well. So I'm not totally surprised, but it's still kind of shocking that he's also there.
Joe, what is your perception of KD? Because the response has been very emotional. A lot of fans are angry. It's been very intense in Oklahoma City. I mean, they're burning jerseys, and I know he poured his heart into the Oklahoma City Thunder. It just feels like the Thunder fans, they're wounded.
They should get over it because, frankly, he's a Seattle Supersonic first-round draft pick, if you remember. So they already left Seattle. So I don't think, you know, he poured his heart and soul into that city. He did everything he could, but they couldn't win the title. Him and Russell Westbrook, they had issues on the court at times. Not off the court, but on the court. Their styles just don't really match up together in a lot of ways. I think they're both better off without each other, actually. I think they're both really special basketball players, and both will flourish without the other one. I think Russell Westbrook is my MVP preseason prediction. I'm going to say it right now. I think he's going to be that dominant this year without Kevin Durant. We saw it last year at times and the year before when KD was injured. So I understand why they're hurt, but it's part of the game, and they didn't win, and Kevin Durant clearly didn't think that management OKC was going to do enough to keep him around, and well, hey, they traded James Harden, not Kevin Durant.
Back in studio with us is Joe George, our very own at YSR, and so let's dissect the Warriors a little bit more. They are loaded up. David West, Zaza Pachulia is going to be there. We know so much about the starting five, but do you like the depth with this team?
Well, at first you're like, oh my gosh, they're totally going to be awful. Besides their four, they're going to have Sean Livingston, and they're going to have minimal contract guys all over who are basically D-League players and rookies. You're going to have guys like Kevon Looney. You're going to have Pat McGaw, who they just drafted from UNLV. That's their depth, and that's terrible. Well, then you get Zaza coming in, who nearly makes an all-star game. You get the biggest title chaser maybe in the history of the NBA now. Yeah. Okay, I'm more annoyed with David West than I am with Kevin Durant, literally.
Hey, like, he's just thirsty for a championship.
Yeah, I get it, but like going to the Spurs and then you don't win and then you go to the Warriors, like what happens if the Warriors don't win? You're going to go play for the Cavs next season? Like, I mean, I don't get it if I don't get the whole David West thing. But their depth because of those two signings specifically is incredible. What should have been their greatest weakness really is no longer. They've got front court depth. They still have Sean Livingston. They've got some young blood who have some, they have some special talent. Kevon Looney was supposed to be a really special basketball player, and he still could be. He just didn't perform as well as he was supposed to in college, and he could be a guy for them in a great role next year. So they've got a lot more depth than I think anyone was anticipating when we first heard the news.
What do you think about so many of the players we're talking about, Kevin Durant, these guys that don't stay with a team and perhaps are trying to cheat themselves to a championship? We heard the comments from Charles Barkley and even Reggie Miller. I mean, he was pretty vocal about it. I mean, you think back to the old days, the Utah Jazz, Karl Malone, and of course, John Stockton.
Yeah, I mean, but then you also got guys like Gary Payton who went and played for the Lakers at the end of their career. I mean, I know Kevin Durant's only 9 years in the league, but like I was really young at the time when it happened. I'm not even sure how old I was, but aren't there rumors that Charles Barkley forced his way to play for the Houston Rockets in a trade? So he didn't leave via free agency, but if he forced a trade, what's the difference?
Yeah.
What's the difference between what Barkley did? Barkley just has to have his mouth on something. He has to have an opinion that everyone's going to dislike. I get why he's saying, like, cheat his way, but it's been going on forever. I mean, you've got Gary Payton.
So this is nothing new.
No, you've got Gary Payton going to play for the Lakers. You've got the Celtics. You've got the Cavs. You've got all these things happening. Look at all those guys who went to play with Kobe and Shaq to try to get a ring. It happens in San Antonio all the time. David West has now done it 2 years in a row. So it's not a big deal to me. Like, it's part of the NBA. It's their fault. They allowed – I mean, I know they're just getting their money, but they allowed the contracts to be structured in the way to allow this to happen. So I don't think it's any big deal.
So what is the future? Let's shift gears here. Let's talk about your home team, the Chicago Bulls. What is the future for them? Obviously, they've made some big moves, and the acquisition of Dwayne Wade. Wow.
I like Rondo. I like Wade. And I'm pretty much at this point now where, like, either the Bulls are going to be a top four seed in the East, or they're going to be have so many injuries and they're not going to be able to shoot the three at all that they're going to be like a terrible basketball team. I don't think there's going to be much in between this year with this team. I think they're either going to be right around a number 10 pick in the lottery, or they're going to be very high up there in the East. I think they've got a lot of potential to really do some special things. Rondo's coming off a great season, but he doesn't shoot the ball very well. Dwayne Wade doesn't shoot the ball very well from three. Jimmy Butler's like really hit or miss from three. He's either really on or really off. So when I look at this roster, it goes beyond these three guys. If Doug McDermott can become what he was supposed to be and just become a sharpshooter, if Nikola Mirotic can go back to what he was in Tom Thibodeau's last year with the Bulls and where Nico was nearly the rookie of the year, if not for Andrew Wiggins, if those two guys specifically with the combo of Wade, Rondo, and Butler and then Taj Gibson, Robin Lopez, they could be really special. They really could be. But they've got a lot of issues with shooting the three. They keep saying they want to get younger and more athletic, and everything they've done is not more athletic, and it's not younger. Even the guy they drafted in Denzel Valentine was a senior. So they're doing nothing that makes sense of what they're saying. But I like it a lot. I'm excited to see Dwayne Wade come home. I'm glad when I go back to Chicago and I go to the United Center, I still get to hear from Chicago, Illinois, because Derek's gone, but Dwayne's back. So it's exciting, but it's a weird time to be a Bulls fan.
So what kind of offensive system do you think Fred Hoiberg is going to put into place?
I'm not really sure what they're going to run. I think they're going to run a run-and-gun kind of style. Rondo can still run that at the point, and where Jimmy can slash and he can have the ball, he can make jump shots at times. And then if you have McDermott and Mirotic and Bobby Portis, who can stretch the floor as well, if those guys are hitting shots, you can run-and-gun kind of what Hoiberg, I think, wants to do. How Dwayne Wade necessarily fits into that, I'm not totally sure. And I think the Bulls' biggest issue is depth. I mean, if Dwayne's not going to be playing on back-to-backs again, who's going to be their shooting guard? That's my biggest question. I don't think they have one right now. Is Denzel Valentine going to start for them when Dwayne Wade doesn't start? It's going to be a really weird situation. But I'm kind of fascinated to see it all play out.
What were your thoughts on the loss of Pau Gasol and Joakim Noah?
Noah, I think it was time to move on. He's got too many feet issues for me. And when you're a big man, you have feet issues.
Yeah.
See ya. New York's also the same. New York, the Knicks could be a five seed, or they could have so many injuries that they could just be terrible. And so I'm just fascinated by both the Bulls and the Knicks. I love the Gasol move. I think, especially with the speculation that Tim Duncan could be retiring, Gasol, Aldridge, and Kawhi is a very special core. I think Gasol's got a lot of basketball left. I think it's a great move. And I still won't even count him out against the Warriors because of Greg Popovich and what those three guys can bring.
So much more to get into with Joe George, our very own, right here at YSR. We'll definitely have to get into next week, talking about Dwight Howard. Does it make sense for him going back home to Atlanta? Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Stick around. Much more coming your way right here in hour number two at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We're going to be visiting with Daniel Brown, the sports writer with the San Jose Mercury News, and he was at the press conference with KD.